So we're just going to relax and breathe. Relax and breathe and find a quiet place. That ever silent space within that contains peace and tranquility and ease. Knowing that the love that we are is ever present, infinitely and eternally, in that quiet space within. No matter what it looks like on the outside, there is always this beautiful place within us where we can rest and relax and reconnect with that divine energy that is the power and the love and the grace of who we are. And so I brought today a quote from the Boca Raton workshop on March of 2013 from the DVD called Under the Bridge. And here is what Abraham said. If we were standing in your physical shoes, we would decide to be lazy for a little while. Because in giving yourself permission to be lazy, you are giving yourself permission to allow your grid to fill in with everything you've already chosen and put in your vortex. The word lazy has an unpleasant connotation, doesn't it? Because it's humans measuring themselves against other humans based on a flawed premise. And the flawed premise is that the more you do, the more you are worth. And that's the most flawed of all premises. We'd like to give you the premise that is the basis of your universe. The better you feel, the more you allow. You could not be more deserving. You came as deserving beings into this time-space reality with powerful intent. You've been mixing it up with others and defining what is important, not only to you personally, but important to you on behalf of others. You've included in your vortex the well-being of many others, in some case mass consciousness, in some cases a community or a family. But you've included in your vortex a desire for the well-being of far more than your personal self. But it is necessary for you to tend to the well-being of your personal self in order to be a productive advocate for the well-being of anyone else. In other words, you cannot give, you cannot extend, you cannot punctuate, you cannot accentuate, you cannot assist anything that you are not already feeling. Which means if you are wanting in an altruistic way to be of advantage to everyone you know, you first have got to find a way to be of advantage to yourself. Which means you want to carve out more time to be nicer to yourself, more private time. More time where others are not telling you what to do. More time when you are satisfying your own personal intentions for things. If we were standing in your physical shoes and someone were to ask you to do something, we would stop in the middle of the request and we would evaluate it completely. And we would say to them, I sincerely desire to accomplish this request that you are offering. And it is my expectation I will be able to do that. Since I'm in this relationship with you and you are requesting it of me, employer, mate, parent, or child, or whoever it is, it is my expectation that I will be able to accomplish this. I just have to insert one thing in the foreground of this request. I will accomplish it for you as long as I can first accomplish ease for myself in the process. We really want you to ponder this a bit. And so Abraham told the story of Esther giving the easy buttons to everybody on a cruise, and that she had recently found a box of easy buttons and she scattered them all over the house to remind herself that it was supposed to be easy and that she could allow herself to relax and be at ease. And then Abraham went on to talk about what they would do every day if they were in our physical shoes. And they said, we would do these things every day, and then anything else you have time for. We would meditate for 15 minutes every day. which means we would quiet our minds with the simple intention of allowing our cork to float. We would go outside no matter what the weather, and we'd move around in it in appreciation of this planet. We would look up and around, and we would find things to acknowledge, and we would talk about them out loud. Esther walks through her gardens and says to everything, "You are my favorite. And you are my favorite. You are my favorite. You are my favorite. You are my favorite. You are my favorite stone on the pathway. You are my favorite bird in the tree. You are my favorite flower in bloom. You're my favorite flower not in bloom. You're my favorite tree. You're my favorite bush. You're my favorite frog. You are my favorite frog. You kept me awake all night, but you're still my favorite frog." So first, meditate. And second thing, spend more time outside. Third thing, we would buy a notebook and we would call it My Book of Positive Aspects. And we would fill it with 3, 4, 5 is even better, pages of positive aspects. 5 different subjects, and write the positive aspects of each one, training your vibration into that upward place. There is one last thing that if we were standing in your physical shoes, we would do every single day. We would look upward and outward, best if you do it outside or standing at a window. We would acknowledge there are universal forces that are focused right at you. We would acknowledge by calling it by name, if you have a name that you like. And we would acknowledge that I am the object of your positive attention. And I am appreciating your continual gaze on behalf of my well-being. And today, no matter where I am, no matter where I am going, no matter what I am doing, no matter who is doing it with me, I will be in conscious awareness that you too are there with me, appreciating me, supporting me, assisting me, acknowledging me, inspiring me, guiding me, having fun with me. You are there with me, supporting me, aware of me, loving me, showing me, helping me, uplifting me, showing me, inspiring me. Get into an endless loop of acknowledgement and watch what begins to happen in your life as soon as that day. Your vortex is filled to the brim with specific requests that you have put there and are deserving of realizing. And it is time for those realizations to be flooding into your experience at a rate that will astonish those who surround you. It's time for you to remember what you have put there and to bring it forward, active, into your today experience. And so we're going to pretend it's a new day, and we're going to suspend time. So we have time to do all of those things in the 15 minutes we have left available. So we're not going to meditate quietly for 15 minutes, but we're going to do a meditation on these 4 things to do each day. And so let's begin by imagining that we're just waking up and we're breathing and relaxing. And we're allowing our minds to be quiet, feeling this comfortable place where we're lying down, feeling the comfort of our blankets and our mattress and our pillow, stretching a little bit and just easing ourselves out of the sleep state into a quiet state of peace. Feeling the peace. Feeling relaxed. Feeling a moment of comfort and serenity. Quiet mind, quiet body, quiet heart. Just allowing our heart to fill with love for this present moment, in our sweet awareness that this is a beautiful new day and we are alive in it. And so time passes and we just bask in this beautiful space of knowing well-being. As our cork floats to the surface and we start to feel really good. We start to feel really eager. Our mind is quiet, but we begin to listen for wonderful new inspiration and ideas in this quiet mind. Because Source is speaking to us all the time and giving us all kinds of wonderful ideas. And so at the end of our 15 minutes of meditation, we discover that Source gives us this fabulous idea about going outside. So we leap out of bed and do what we absolutely have to do and throw on some clothes and go outside. And we look up and we see the sky. Abraham said, whatever the weather, look up, go outside. And so we look around and we see beauty. We encounter beauty on this amazing planet and we begin to appreciate this planet. And we even speak it out loud. Oh, that's my favorite cloud. That's my favorite sky. That's my favorite tree. That's my favorite parking space. That's my favorite car sitting in my favorite parking space. Right now my car has Rudolph nose and antlers and it makes me laugh. That is my favorite car. That's my favorite bush. That's my favorite squirrel that's standing on my front walk and in trying to escape me runs right up my stairs. As I'm heading back into the house and has to leap into my bushes, but never loses that wonderful nut that's in its mouth. That's a happy little squirrel, my favorite squirrel. My favorite squirrel's nut. I'm so glad my squirrel has a nut. And so I just appreciate the outside. And I just appreciate that breath of fresh air and the wonder of breathing wonderful oxygen into my lungs. Oh, feeling good in my body, just moving my body a little bit to the left and to the right and back and forth and up and down, stretching and relaxing. And then I grab my notebook and my book of positive aspects notebook. I love my notebook because my notebook gives me the opportunity to tune to love every day. And I get to pick 5 subjects today. Let's just do 1. So since we've been thinking about health, let's do that one about health for today. Positive aspects of my health. Well, I can see. I saw that squirrel and that nut and that tree and that car with the antlers. I saw today, and I love seeing. I love seeing the beauty of this world. I love seeing the wonder of life. I love seeing the faces of people that I adore. I love connecting with smiles. I love being alive. I love my body. I love my strength. I love my flexibility. I love the ease with which I was able to walk outside this morning. I love the ease with which I brushed my teeth and threw on my clothes and got outside really fast. I love being able to choose what I do each day. I love my life in so many ways. I love that I'm willing to be lazy. That was the part of the other quote I adored. I am willing to be lazy. I am willing to spend time on things that make me happy. I'm willing to spend time outside. I'm willing to sit here and write my positive aspects. I am willing to connect with the love that is the truth of my being. I am so willing to be present with myself. I love being alive. I love being able to hear. I love the holiday seasons when there's wonderful music on. I love the radio stations that, whether it's holidays or not, I can skim through a few stations and find yet another song that I really appreciate. And I love watching shows on television that bring me even more amazing music and allow me to see people dance and leap and do all kinds of incredible lifts. And I just am blown away by the skill and talent of the people in my world. And I love having all of these vehicles, the internet and YouTube and television and movies and concerts that bring all of this incredible music to my ears and all of this incredible beauty to my life. And the amazing stories that come through the movies and the TV shows. I love uplifting stories. And if you'll notice in my book of positive aspects, I can't stay on one subject for any length of time because Abraham has explained that when you get on a vibration, Source always brings you more ideas that are at the same vibration. And so it skips the subject. It doesn't seem like it's a linear connection, but the connection is vibrational. You think of a thought that's at the same vibration. And so as you focus on your book of positive aspects, you find all of these high vibrational thoughts that when you turn back to your life, you have all new opportunities to see your life and the people in it and the situations in it and the places you go and the things that you do at all those high vibrational experiential places that feel so good. Oh, so the book of positive aspects is really fun. And I would stay longer there, except that the last thing they suggested we do is the yummiest to me. So they said, look upward and outward, outside or standing at a window. So in this moment, if you could imagine yourself looking up at the sky, looking outward into some beautiful vista, and in that moment, acknowledge that there are universal forces that are focused right at you. You can call it by name if you have a name if you like. I like calling the universal forces beloved. My beloved. And I acknowledge I am the object of the positive attention of my beloved, my source, my spirit, my inner being, my God. I am appreciating the continual gaze of this universal spirit that is ever working on behalf of my well-being. And today, no matter where I am, no matter where I'm going, no matter what I'm doing or who I'm doing it with, I will be in conscious awareness that you too are there with me, beloved, appreciating me, supporting me, assisting me, acknowledging me, supplying me with all that I ever need, guiding me to the perfect next step on my path of least resistance. I feel you, beloved. I feel you knowing me. And I am willing to feel adored. I'm just going to breathe into the idea that I am adored. We are each loved. We are each dearly, deeply, endlessly, eternally loved. So let's feel into the endless love that is here for us. The infinite accompaniment that ever surrounds us and moves in us and as us and through us. There is no room we can walk into that is not already prepared for us. The love that we want is already there. The love that we want is already here, wherever here is, right here and right now. we are loved. Breathe into the love. Breathe into the ease of feeling loved, feeling uplifted, supported, and supplied. Our lives are blessed. There is no time when we are not surrounded and supported and loved. So we just breathe into the love. Breathe into the peace. Breathe into the ease. Allowing ourselves to rest and be lazy for this moment. To remember that alignment is our greatest leverage. And as we allow ourselves to feel loved, to feel peaceful, to feel beautiful, to feel free, Source thinks we're the cat's pajamas. Source is always laughing with us, whether we're laughing or not. Source is laughing, so we might as well laugh with Source and delight in ourselves and our lives and our uniqueness. We are each beautiful and different, and Source is saying, oh, this one is my favorite, and this one is my favorite, and this one is my favorite. Because there's no limit on the number of favorites that Source has. We are all favorites. And we have no limit on the number of favorites we can have. So we can think of this friend and my favorite, and this kitty cat and my favorite, and this bouncy dog that licks my nose, my favorite, and this delicious meal, my favorite, and this amazing restaurant, my favorite, and this wonderful park that I love to walk in, my favorite. And notice that our lives are rich and full and blessed, and we can be happy counting these blessings, remembering that in every moment, that universal Source, that beloved, that spirit, that inner being, it's right here whispering to us, thank you for being my favorite. Thank you for being my love. Thank you for being in this life. Thank you for choosing and loving and laughing. And thank you for experiencing contrast and birthing rockets of desire. Source is saying to you, to me, to all of us, thank you, my favorite. Relax. Be lazy. Enjoy life. And allow yourself to simply fill up with love. There is great love here for us. We are blessed. And we know it. That's the best part. And so it is.